Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Dr. James Shank, Superintendent of the Emory County School District. Superintendent Shank, it's always a pleasure to have you, and thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it's been an exciting first half of the year over in the Emory County School District. Lots of fun to be had, both academically and athletically, and just all across the board. It's been such a fun year. So looking at your perspective from Superintendent, what's this first half of the year been like for you guys over the district office?
Well, we took a big focus this year to implement our portrait of a graduate that we put together last year, and then begin a strategic planning process for the school district called Focus 2026. So we're looking forward visionary-wise and setting our vision, our mission, our goals, these sorts of things that we'd like to establish and then work on moving forward in the future.
And something that's really impressed me with these meetings is the fact that you're getting so much public input as a part of it. You're holding these public meetings trying to garner what the community thinks about these things, what the students, what the parents are wanting to do. And it's always good to see that a body like the school board, like the school district, are working with the community to try and develop these things. Because, you know, there's not really a one-size-fits-all approach to education. It's always nice to have that wide, varied body of voices.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. It's our school district, not just one particular body or one particular institution in terms of the big picture. And so we need everyone's participation in order to understand what that is. And so we reach out. We've done a lot of meetings, I would say, over the last 18 months in the development of the Portrait of Graduate, as well as right now. And we continue to ask for that support, that participation with others to give us their feedback through survey or show up at one of the meetings. Typically, they're around the third Thursday of the month, and we'll pick them. We'll pick a spot to meet at one of our schools. So we've had one at Cottonwood, Farron, and then Canyon View Middle School the other night. So
you guys really do travel, and it's an interesting situation in Emory County in terms of school placement, because it's such a massive amount of land that you have to cover. I mean, you go all the way from Huntington to Green River, all the way over to Farron. It's a wide amount of space you have to cover, so being able to travel from those different schools really is a benefit, because it's another challenge you face with Emory, is that no two schools' problems are really going to be the same, especially if it's based on location.
Yeah, for sure. And we want to make sure that we're identifying with, understanding, communicating for each of those towns that we have in our district. It takes a while to get around, obviously, but it's worth the investment in time and miles.
Yeah. And, you know, if you can build that community trust up early on in your tenure like you have, it sets yourself up for a lot of success down the line. So kind of moving away from the academic side of things to the athletic side of things, it's been a very exciting year for Emory County. I mean, you look at the girls' cross-country team winning their first state championship in program history. That was a major milestone for the high school.
It was, and it was thrilling to see those girls run so well in the cross-country. And so we're very proud of their efforts in winning that state championship, always. We also recognized the other night at board meeting our academic state champions, which are part of that. Students participating in all the athletics events in the fall, but also keeping their grades at a very high standard. And that's very exciting to see these kids excel.
Yeah, the Academic All-State, probably one of the more prestigious awards you're going to be awarded as a high school athlete. And it really shows that a lot of these kids are taking the time to put the student aspect of things first, as it should be in high school athletics, that you have a great bunch of kids over there.
Yeah, we do. And we want to honor them for their work and hard work. And, you know, you think about all of the arts, the band, the choir, the play, all those types of activities that have gone on while we're doing all of the athletic things. It's an amazing input, if you will, from the kids, how much effort goes into making sure that these great things occur. And they're doing a great job. We want to recognize that.
It really is. And it's a full community effort, whether it be the fans out in the stands, the pep band playing, the cheerleaders on the floor during halftime. Everyone gets involved. It's a big uniter in the community. And that's what I've always loved about Emory High School, being an alumni there. It's just, it really unites everyone. Everyone's connected to the high school, and it just, there's such a great community surrounding it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Now, also, one question that I've always had for superintendents, because I'm curious about it, because I spend a lot of time covering the state legislature, and they love nothing more than handing down unfunded mandates or just telling you, here's what you need to do, figure out. How do you guys manage to keep up with all that? Because it feels like they come at a fever pace.
Yeah, they do come in pretty quick, and sometimes the workload's pretty high. But we also want to be grateful for the support that they give us. They do support us in all of their finances and all the things that they do for us, and we want to express our gratitude. However, we would also like to express that at least this year in Emory County, we have 82 policies that we're working through to get changed and put in place for this school year. The year before, it was just over 60. And so we're always in that progression mode of implementing new policies based upon new legislation that's come in. It does have its level of work, for sure.
It's not something you can just go in guns a-blazing willy-nilly with these policies. These are things that kind of need to stand up to what they're being said that they need to do. And you need to make sure you're doing your due diligence to make sure not only is that policy fitting the rule of the law, but also something that will fit the needs of the students and faculty around the district. It's a tough balancing act you have to go with there.
For sure, plus training. So you think about 82 new policies and what that might mean. Do people understand what the changes might be? It takes time to implement those types of things. And sometimes you want clarity, and other times you might not have clarity. So you have to repeat your changes often.
Yeah, I'm always interested to hear that administrative side of things, because you always hear from the legislation side of things. I've always been curious about the actual impact it has on the districts, and you've provided a pretty good look to it there. Now, something also big coming to Emory County earlier this year in terms of facilities, phase three of the high school finally completed, and now building all open to the students and faculty. It's a beautiful facility.
Yeah, that's correct, Aiden. It's a wonderful facility, and it's now done. In fact, just the other day at board meeting, we kind of closed the books on Emory High School. And it's been, if you go back in time and you think about, it's been 5 years. We started with Farron, then we went to Emory High, and now we're finished. And it's a gorgeous facility. There's lots of great things that students can now access because they have the spaces.
I remember participating in the groundbreaking when that project first started, so seeing it come into completion, it's just an incredible thing. Emory County has such a beautiful facility. We're really blessed with that. Yeah. Now, Superintendent Shake, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just want to express my gratitude to them for their support with all of our kids in Emory County School District. We can't do this alone. We need everybody's input, if you will, and we want to express our gratitude for that. And then also, please, everyone have a wonderful holidays. Be safe out there, and because we care about everyone.
It takes a village, and you guys really embody that. Superintendent, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Again, our guest, Dr. James Shank, Superintendent of the Emory County School District, recapping the first half of the 25-26 academic year. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.